USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Geological Survey is reporting Southern California has been hit by two minor earthquakes in 2 days. Both earthquakes were reported in the Los Angeles area. A magnitude 3.6 hit the Inland Empire of Riverside County Saturday. The latest quake was a magnitude 3.0 and struck Sunday morning in the ocean, about 2 miles west of Manhattan Beach. Two people have died in a blaze that ripped through the Northern California town of Weed. About 1,000 people were still under evacuation orders Sunday as firefighters worked to contain the blaze that was sparked itself out of control on Friday. 38-year-old Cleota Abstin has been charged with kidnapping and the disappearance of a Tennessee heiress who was out jogging last week when she was accosted and forced into an SUV. Eliza Fletcher has not been found, yet Memphis police said in an arrest affidavit they have evidence that leads them to believe she was seriously injured in the abduction near the University of Memphis. Authorities said they have surveillance video of the abduction. A Seattle-area-bound float plane, that's kind with pontoons on the bottom so it can land on the water, were carrying 9 adults and 1 child. They crashed in Mutiny Bay, Washington, Sunday. The Puget Sound crash has officials confirming 1 person has died and 9 others missing. President Trump held a rally in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania over the weekend in response to President Biden's attack on Republicans and the Make America Great Again segment.
Millions and millions of illegal aliens pouring across our border, race and gender indoctrination.
Canadian police searched across the expansive province of Saskatchewan for 2 suspects believed to have stabbed 10 people to death in an indigenous community. Officials are reporting the stabbings occurred at 13 different locations and led the James Smith Cree Nation to declare a state of emergency near the village of Weldon. USA Radio News.
I need 4 more of the biscuit carnitas, 2 burnt end platters, 3...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring these to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short-staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you overwhelmed with credit card debt and unable to pay your bills? Has your income decreased or have you lost your job? At Credit Card of America, we offer a free, no-obligation consultation to learn how you can cut your payments by up to half and potentially lower your interest down to 0. Credit Card of America is an A-plus rated company that will work on your behalf. We've counseled over 1 million consumers struggling with debt just like you. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation and learn how you can become debt-free. Call 800-291-3818. That's 800-291-3818.
President Biden failed on another campaign promise made in August of 2020.
I promise you as president, I'll never put you in the middle of politics or personal vendettas. I'll never use the military as a prop.
President Biden used the United States Marine Corps as a prop for his campaign scathing of Republicans last week in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania GOP gubernatorial candidate Doug Mastriano on Newsmax.
And we come in with Sleepy Joe giving a very dark, sinister speech, you know, painting his political adversaries as these enemies of the state, you know, bedecked with Marines behind him. That's probably a Hatch Act violation of some sort there. I didn't hear anything about China or Iran or about our energy crisis. It was all about trying to destroy his political foes.
At least 10 people are dead and 15 more have been hospitalized after 2 men went on a stabbing spree across Saskatchewan, Canada on Sunday. Canadian Mounted Police are searching for Damian Sanderson and Miles Sanderson. Royal Canadian Mounted Police Saskatchewan Commander Rhonda Blackmore.
We are still looking for the 2 suspects. We are asking residents across Saskatchewan and our neighboring provinces to be vigilant. At this stage in our investigation, we believe some of the victims have been targeted by the suspect and others have been attacked randomly. The 2 suspects are Damian Sanderson and Miles Sanderson.
We hope you're enjoying your Labor Day weekend. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
This is the feeling you get when you have a dedicated Fidelity Wealth Planner looking at your full financial picture. Someone working with you on a flexible, comprehensive wealth plan based on your goals, helping you balance risk and reward. It's being able to enjoy today because you have a plan for the future. This is the planning effect from Fidelity. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC.